And joining us right now is my friend, President of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. Before we get to, I want to find out about the tip-off to the rip-off, because that's a little drinking game I play with you whenever you say that. But I have a big question, and this is really serious. I have two Facebook friends, two people that I know personally, and all of a sudden I see, oh my gosh, I've been certified as a crypto expert, and there's a picture of what appears to be a certificate. It's like, I have helped people pay off their $700,000 home in 2 months. So join me and I can help you make money. And these people, I text them and they're like, nope, that's not me. My account has been hacked and they can't get back into their account to even take that off. So how and why is this happening?
Well, obviously, people really don't understand how they've been hacked. I mean, most times when people are hacked, they don't realize what led them to the hack. And it's devastating. In 2024, Wendy, our statistics show that investment scams, including those involving cryptocurrency, are the riskiest scams out there right now. And we issued a warning out earlier this year as well. These types of scams, they really like financial grooming, where the scammer builds relationships with the victim before perpetrating the scam. But these, you think you're talking to your friend, and then they turn you over to someone else. And that's what's really devastating, because you're thinking, you're trusting your friend. Hey, you know, Wendy told me to talk to Steve, and I did. And this is where it all started. So, and nobody can promise you any investment advice or guarantees of investment and returns or whatever it may be. And that's usually what we call the tip-off to the rip-off on that, Wendy, is when they can't, when they promise you, I know you're drinking, I know, when they promise you that you can get some type of return. And we're just seeing it increasing exponentially across the whole area. I mean, I live in Naperville, and you just see these cryptocurrency machines in a local gas station. It's quite mind-boggling. They're just popping up everywhere now, these currency machines.
Well, I don't understand how this scam works, though. I mean, believe me, I know these people, so I'm like, wow, you're making that much money. I mean, does it work in the sense that I think it's my friend, and then I say, here's my credit card number, invest $200 in this type of thing? Is that how they work?
Usually what we've seen is that your friend sends it to you, and then it's to contact somebody else, or your friend's machine's been hacked. They'll tell you, you know, contact Steve, and they get you a third party, and that third party is a scammer then who creates a fake account. And when you deposit your money, it looks like you have money in there and it keeps growing, but it's a fake account. So when you try to cash out, you realize it is not a valid account in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, the police are involved in many matters. In Mokena, Illinois, they were able to recover about $100,000 recently lost to a crypto investment type scam recently. The faster you get to these scams, the quicker it is by contacting your local police department and obviously letting us know about Scam Tracker. But don't believe those messages that come to you, Wendy, that, you know, guaranteeing you anything, or we got the greatest thing since sliced bread. And that's how these scammers are getting away with it, because they build that trust. Like, hey, came for Wendy. She knows what she's talking about. So let me invest in what this guy
says. Surprise, surprise. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what crypto is. I mean, and they just really go so far. Like, really, they put like this fake certificate, which, I mean, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. anyone can Photoshop. But then these people can't get into their accounts to say, hey, guys, I've been hacked. So there's like really no way to say, don't believe me, you know, on your Facebook account.
Right. Exactly. And that's why we say don't believe anything until you verify with that particular person what they sent you, not just over Facebook. If you get something strange and out of the ordinary, I always call the person. I say, you've probably been hacked, and they don't know that. Most times people don't know they're hacked until they try to log in the next time. And then what happens is those social media places lock you out because your system's hacked. So I got to figure out who's who. And then in your interim, all your friends got those messages and usually are steered to a website that you click on. That certificate, underneath that certificate, usually has a website. And that's when the scammer starts going after them and taking their money. And we've seen reports all over Northern Illinois, but all across the globe. This is a major problem. Again, it's the riskiest scam right now is cryptocurrency with investment scams in 2024.
Well, what can we do anymore that we don't have to worry about getting hacked? Because I'm looking through your press release, and there are employment scams where somebody's going to offer you a job. There are romance friendship scams. I mean, come on, if you're on Bumble or whatever that is, you can get scammed there. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
It happens quite often. People don't realize it. And how do you get, you know, hacked? It's hard to say because there's so many different variations of it. You can be in a data breach. You could have clicked on a link. The key to this is if it offers too good to be true, it usually is. And check out our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau because all our scams are in there all across the world. We put scams in there. So if you get a cryptocurrency type, you know, offer, put in cryptocurrency and see the scams related to that. If you get a phone call from ComEd saying they're going to shut your electricity off in an hour if you don't pay, you can put that information in the scam track, and it tells you what others have went through this. So that's why it's important for people to go to the Better Business Bureau site and let us know about these scams, because that's the only way to put these scammers out of business and take care of this. But again, doing your homework, research, if you have to do something in 30 minutes or less, Wendy, as I always say, that's the tip off to the rip off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes or less is buy a pizza. The rest is do the research on the company offer. And don't click on those links. And don't even answer your phones anymore unless you know who it's coming from.
Yeah.
Go to voicemail and then you check them out that way.
How come you answered our phone call today?
Because it says Wendy.
All right. Well, listeners, go to BBB.org and trust no one. Mulder was right on the X-Files. Trust no one. Steve, always a pleasure to talk to you. And listeners, if you have any scams that you want to report or you want to see what's going on, BBB.org. Thank you, Steve Burness.
Have a great day, Wendy.
You as well.